Thanks very much for coming, all of you, and thank you for inviting me. But I'm interested in understanding how the brain functions. And of course, that's a very big question. So we focus on one aspect of how the brain functions, and that's at the unit level, where neurons connect with neurons or neurons connect with their target cells. So the thing that I want to point, you know, the take-home message perhaps from this 3 minutes is that in order to understand the human brain, sometimes you have to resort to means that may not come across as very obvious. And that's, in our case, is to use a model system that's as far as you can imagine from a human being, and that's the fruit fly. But I'm going to try to convince you that that we can learn enough from a fruit fly synapse that could teach us about human disease. So this picture here shows a very simple synaptic structure in the fly. So the green in the background is the muscles, and the orange are the synaptic terminals. So this is what we call a neuromuscular junction, and the neuromuscular junction of the fruit fly, and not the fruit fly adult even, the fruit fly larva. So if you look at the fruit fly life cycle, as you see in the picture on the right, so after the male and female mate, the egg is laid, and the fertilized egg takes about 12 to 15 days to become another adult. So this gives us a powerful tool to look at generations in a very short period of time. And then on the left, I'm highlighting some information from the Human Genome Project and the Drosophila Genome Project. So the fact that if you ask someone how many genes do humans have and how many genes do flies have, you know, what order of magnitude would be the difference? You know, people tend to say that, oh, we have probably 10 times more genes or something like that. But in fact, that's not true. So humans have only about 20 to 25,000, so perhaps closer to 23,000 genes. And flies have more than half of that, so about 13 to 14,000. So, and there's some information in there that that talks about the details of the human genome. And the fact that human genes are so few is because there's so much genetic information that is actually not encoded into genes that then encode proteins. So this is important to remember. So what we are trying to do is to use the fruit fly to study human disease genes. And some of the human disease genes that I've highlighted here have Drosophila or fruit fly homologs. So this is the kind of an anatomy of a larval that we look at. On the very left, you see the whole larva and then the dissected larva, and then more into details of what individual synapses look like. And here, I'm just showing you some. It's working. Yes. So I'm showing you some pictures of what a wild type and then what a mutant. This mutant would be related to the fragile X syndrome. This mutant also related to some extent to fragile X syndrome. This mutant is related to a gene that's involved in schizophrenia, and this mutant gene is involved with a gene that is involved perhaps with TSC, tuberous sclerosis syndrome. Thanks very much.